PFT Media.
Oh, did I steal that straight up from Big Tim? I am so sorry. Hey, everybody, it's Pedro Lima. I've been away, so I don't know how to even act. Devil's in the details. The triad is together for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Here we are, we're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting for survival. We've got to be.
Every time we do this, I go home and listen to Queen for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not doing it
just
wrong.
Just dance around the house with the dog.
You're not doing it wrong.
Do I say Fat Bottom Girl gets played quite often in my house?
Yes.
Fat Bottom Girl's the one that you go to?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, we're a house of wrestling squatters. Like, we got some fat bottoms in my household.
That's awesome. Hey, everybody. Pedro Lima, the beautiful Dan Perella.
That's me.
You thought I was going to go here. Swerve.
I know what my hair looks like right now.
Clara Sinclair, super producer Chris Crespo.
Want an adjective. Everyone else
you
got
want one.
You want one?
Well, I just said Pedro Lima, but well, I'll think you got to give me time. You got to give me time.
Right,
yeah, they don't
the
come
end.
Overnight.
You go until the end of this episode.
Dan was, it was Dandy Dan Perella
right.
At one point. Third Mike right. Extraordinaire Dan Perella.
Yeah.
That's okay. You have until the end of this episode to
think to come up with right.
It took a while for Gorgeous Eyes of Freedom to
gorgeous
show up.
Gorgeous Eyes of Freedom was. Yeah, that was a while.
Mm-hmm. Did you just say Gorgeous Eyes of Freedom?
Yeah, that was Tom Murphy. Because he has this clear blue eyes that were like...
Oh, like Paul Newman eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of them Black Irish. You know how they are.
Yeah. Ah, the Black Irish. Yeah. No, I don't know how they are. How are they? Are they good?
Black hair and blue eyes, yeah.
Oh, okay, true. Yeah.
So we're rocking a special episode. We typically record on Thursday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing this on a Wednesday because Big Daddy here is about to fly.
Mm-hmm. To where?
To New York.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
On the airline
uh-huh.
that I bashed the shit out of on this show because the price is cheap. Spirit? This is your second chance, Spirit. Don't F around.
You know what? I totally watched like the episode of South Park where Mr. Garrison comes up with a new form of transportation because he's so sick of dealing with airlines.
The It. Yeah. Remember that?
It's the one that's unnecessarily graphic. But mm-hmm. I love like the end of it where the government just comes in and goes, "Yeah, we're having to bail out the airlines again, so you can't do this. I'm sorry."
Perfect.
Last time we did Spirit Airlines, like right. I told you guys, my wife threw the bag at the guy at the counter
mm-hmm.
because what the carry-on, Clara, believe this, $65, but $50 if we checked it in. So my wife took her little backpack and flung it at the guy. It hit the back of the Spirit sign, and I'm laughing as it just drops down. And she goes, "I'll save $15.
My goodness.
That's like,
good for
that's
you,
just
baby.
So ridiculous.
It was insane. We paid for the carry-on mm-hmm. was more than we paid for the ticket.
The baggage fees are ludicrous mm-hmm. these days. It's such a horrible, like, you know, it might as well just charge the full price for the ticket
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
And then I see my buddy's flying and he's complaining about not having Wi-Fi on United, mm-hmm. and that's why he'd rather fly JetBlue.
I always fly with JetBlue. JetBlue is amazing. I love me some JetBlue.
So he's complaining about that. I'm praying that we just land.
Right.
On Spirit Airlines. Like,
in
please,
your Lego plane. Like, oh, God.
Please don't let the wheels fall.
See, yeah. If I can, if I have the time, I'm more of a road trip guy. I love driving
to
places.
You're saying that now because you're still young.
No. I mean, youngish, right? Right. Yeah. We did the North Carolina drive. Mm. I enjoy being on the road and just talking to people.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I think we set people asleep a little bit when we went to North Carolina, because like me and like eventually me and Dan were just sat up front just talking every kind of history.
The trip going.
No one else is talking in the whole van. It's just like, oh.
Is
no one else knows what we're talking about.
Tell me if it's different. The trip going, there's definitely more talking than the trip coming back.
So wrestling shows, you get quite a lot of talking on the way back because there's always
the complaints.
There's always bitching and complaining on the way back.
Can you believe this guy did a snapmare? A snapmare?
He did my move, man.
I believe on the way back from the last FSCW, there were the lunch was definitely the food there was definitely the complained about. That was the real thing that was getting complained.
What was the food?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Oh, we had
now. I'm curious.
Now you're holding me in anticipation.
Talking food, I'm in.
No, it wasn't. It's not really like a food thing, but
how shitty was the food?
Wrestlers eat a lot more than normal people.
Sure, okay.
And big male wrestlers eat a lot more than small female wrestlers. So when you're given like 50 sandwiches backstage, and the crew and everyone's eating them, and
why
you get
is the
like
crew
kind
touching
of
this?
Because it's food for everybody. Oh, but
that's my refs and
everything. Some of the
else,
like
too.
Bigger guys are like taking 3 or 4 sandwiches, and
because they
like,
gotta because they're burning 3,000 calories a day.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Do you
some
ever
of the
put
girls
any of them in check?
Food. No, because but it was
you give
just
them
like
a look. You give them
I
a look.
Don't. I'm a pacifist. I'll just sit there and be like, okay.
Yeah, why don't you have another one?
She's lying.
Would you like the fifth one?
I am very calm to a point, and I do it. But I won't have a go at you like then and there. I will I'll like message you after the fact because there's no. I don't see the point in making it. Because what's he gonna do? Pull a sandwich out of his ass?
Dear
for
beast,
you know what I mean?
I do understand that you have a lot of hair. And that does not intimidate me, but the fact that you have 6 sandwiches.
and also for the female wrestlers, a lot of female wrestlers are trying to cut at that time, and so they don't need just massive amounts of carbs for this. So that was a problem for them.
So is it a different meal for females than
no,
it is?
No.
Do you guys want like a salad or something before going into the ring?
It will.
Dan, take notes.
Definitely.
This is the person to complain to.
It would definitely improve in the future. We've already chatted about it.
I agree. And, so salads.
Well, the thing was the convention gave us the same food that they feed the celebrities, and celebrities for the most part are okay with a sandwich for lunch, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Because they're not about to fall on their head a couple of times and whatnot. So
you guys want
the problem is like the food that they bring us is. You know, it's great for Dana Snyder, because the guy from Aqua Teen Hunger Force doesn't need much to go throughout the day.
Correct.
But,
and most actors out there that are doing pictures are 112 pounds.
You give half a Panera sandwich and some chips to Brian Cage and say, hey, buddy, eat up.
What is this? This is
exactly. It's like, thanks for the appetizer.
Right. So that was an issue.
But anyway... That's all good now. We went into a rabbit.
Yeah.
We followed the rabbit down.
I want strawberries.
I want strawberries and cream. Get some scones.
The biggest news of the week,
yes,
I would say, is our homeboy, our everybody's papa in the 90s.
Say, you know. Just be careful.
80s and 90s.
You might learn something before we're done here.
Picture pages. Get your ass into that cages. Bill Cosby.
Nah. Gonna have some jail time.
Three to two.
Gonna have some jail time.
My sister's like, I feel bad because he's 81. I'm like, I feel as bad as he did while he was drugging them.
So do you know about Dr. Cosby?
Do I know about Cosby?
I don't know if it went well. The scandal went across the seas.
Yes, I'm aware of what he is now convicted.
It's
of
like
doing.
The equivalent to
Absolutely.
Them. It would be like
well, who's that
Gary
guy?
Glitter.
No, who's that guy who after he died they found
Jimmy.
Out
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy
oh,
Savile.
Savage. Yeah. Yes. Holy.
He was kind of the. Not like the first, but the first big one.
A huge
he
one,
was
yeah. It was
a
like,
really
oh,
big
well,
one.
Decades and decades of abuse that went unpunished because it came out after he died.
But Gary Glitter was the first one because he was like, that's the guy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like, the, in terms
guy,
of like.
That Jimmy, whatever guy.
Was
that guy was.
He was in like homes. Everyone loved him. Entertained children a lot. Yeah. He was like on a Cosby level of
statues of him everywhere. Yes. Jim will fix it. Yeah. Like was huge.
There ain't no statues of Gary. Gary Glitter.
Gary you. Glitter. You don't know that. Gary Glitter had. Gary Glitter. He was. It was sports. Sports music icon. Yeah. They don't even play that song anymore.
Because, the Hey song they don't play anymore.
I don't think so.
Which one?
The Hey song. That's him.
Rock and roll.
Of course they play that song.
No, they don't.
No one knows that's Gary Glitter. Yeah, what was last time you've been to a sporting event? That wasn't a soccer
what
event.
What do you mean? Was it, I go to sporting
that events. That wasn't a soccer. That wasn't a soccer event.
It wasn't soccer. I'll go, when? I go to Orlando Magic Games.
When?
Last year. I don't know the date. They suck. If they were good,
so reticent
I would go
to
often.
Give me a time when you went to a game. I don't know.
I got to look at my iPhone.
So there we go.
3 to 10, 81 years old.
Whatever.
Me
it's
and
going to a state-of-the-art facility. It's a brand new prison he's going to. They just opened it in June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's brand new.
Wait, so he's getting new...
He's got a brand new cell, and it's a single cell, so he doesn't have to share it with anyone.
See,
he's living the life of Riley,
this guy.
This
is the thing I'm actually going to defend, like, celebrities on here, because when they go to jail, they are such a massive target that they actually cause more problems for the correctional officers than
anything else.
They
have to be on 24-hour watch and stuff, yeah.
And I completely understand them, like, it's not giving them special privileges, but keeping them separate from... I completely understand, because... Mm-hmm. They get targets put on their back.
And that even happens when, for lack of a better word, celebrity criminals. You got your, the Shkreli, the pharma bro.
He
gets jumped in prison. Jared gets jumped in prison.
Remember Jared from Subway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then the guy who jumped him, they leaked his name and he got like thousands of dollars in donations to his commissary. Yeah. People were like, good for you for punching that weirdo.
I hope the only entertainment they provide him is Leonard Part 6.
He's proud of that.
Leonard
I thought he is
that Ghost Dad.
He showed up for his Razzie.
Yeah.
Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad.
He did so many bad movies.
Yeah. It's hard. A lot of people who are good at TV do not transition to the film world.
But
very
he did
easily.
Have that great trilogy with Sidney Poitier, Uptown Saturday Night.
Uptown Saturday Night, yeah. That was more Sidney carrying the ball.
Well, he directed those movies, yes, absolutely. But Bill Cosby was a big part. Let's Do It Again was the third one. What's
How
the one in the middle where they actually play characters named Biggie Smalls?
Do you guys know about this movie called Mother Legs and Speed?
No.
Angel talks about that movie all the time.
Me and Angel love that movie. It's Bill Cosby.
Right.
Harvey Keitel.
Nice.
And I don't know who the actress is, but she's legs.
legs for days.
Yeah, Speed is Harvey Keitel because he's a drug guy.
Okay. And
it's like DC Cab, but for ambulances.
That's fantastic.
Funny. That's really funny.
So,
well, it's not going to get popular now.
So we got that. Dan, what's with the hairstyle, bro?
It's in the pool.
He's looking good.
That's what the pool does.
I was in the pool. And then I just wanted to brush it.
It's a little flat.
I wanted that, you know, I had to brush it off my hair and I didn't have like the gel to spike it like I usually do up front, so I just brushed it to the side.
Yeah, I think
very
it looks
proper.
Fine.
I think you look
I
think
I don't actually notice the difference, honestly.
I think you look good, Dan.
Thank you. This was like the haircut I had in elementary school, I think. You know. Yeah.
They sent you to school.
So yeah,
well, like
Italian child, you just put the hair to the back, the side,
and then you
see
it stuck to the side, especially a day when it's.
But typically, back, right? You go back.
No, I go forward with.
You go forward.
Yeah, I haven't slicked my hair back in a while.
Why do I always picture you?
I mean, I had the long hair for a little while, so maybe that was it.
So you're having to go. Is that you don't even know what his hair normally looks like?
It just looks. Yeah, but that I know it doesn't look like that.
How do you know?
Because I can see that's
no,
not how
it goes.
No,
but how do you know?
Because my feelings inside, are telling me, make fun of that for some reason. So, all right, Dan. So what we got cracking today? Who's teaching?
I got a little bit of, I'll be adding in, but Clara's got the got the podium today.
Oh, yeah. Last time.
I've been giving the baton.
Last time we talked about the
Romanovs.
Yeah.
Rasputin.
Yo, Rasputin was straight up gangster.
Does he top the Doge for you now?
That guy, he was a badass, but the Doge was just a different level of douchebag right there. But nobody beats my boy Cortez.
So, and you missed Mexico.
Yeah, I did.
Mexico was awesome.
I'm going to listen to that on the plane.
Revolution.
That was pretty cool.
Because Spirit Airlines, I'd be lucky if I have a seat.
And we're actually going to keep the theme going here. of the same time frame.
Oh yeah, we are actually in the same time frame as we were last year.
Oh, we're going back to back. In time frame.
Back to back to back. So yeah, while Rasputin's around, while the Mexican Revolution is going on.
Oh, we like the 1910s and the 1920s.
It's such a game changer, yeah. Cool.
So I thought that it might be quite interesting, rather than doing like years of history, that we do one event. So I want to go back to 1912.
Okay.
And
the swinging 1912s.
The swinging 1912s, or the swimming 1912s, as that one didn't work because you have no idea where I'm going with it. But April the 10th, 1912, okay, was the launch of the Titanic.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, where's that song? No, that's not the song.
That's not the song.
It's
going to be just...
I figured it would be one of those buttons.
Yeah, Pedro, one of these buttons. It's a very specific song from the movie Titanic.
Okay. So I wanted to actually go through the history of the Titanic.
Awesome.
Rather, you know, spoilers, it sinks.
Jack and Rose,
but,
right, yes.
Yeah, spoilers, not real people.
Not real people? What?
No, they don't.
Did I just burst a bubble?
Now you're going to tell me it all happened in
I thought
Hawaii?
That was filmed in real time.
I thought it was a documentary.
Yeah.
So Billy Zane's not on the boat.
Wait, Billy Zane's not
actually
on the boat?
Actually, Billy Zane was on the
boat. Oh, yeah.
He's
God.
One of the survivors.
Okay.
Oh, I couldn't live if you were going to ruin
so
my Billy Zane.
So it's based on a true story.
Okay. Based.
So I'm probably going to leave out his parts because they're just so complicated. I don't think we'll have time
fair
for
enough.
It.
When so when you tell us what's happening, we can just imagine in the background Billy Zane's running around with a pistol, taking shots at
the
other guy.
Absolutely.
It wasn't bad enough that the ship was sinking. We have to have a scene with Billy Zane running around shooting at people, too. We need more drama, James Cameron. More drama. I'm sorry.
More drama.
Yeah,
more drama. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, the Titanic.
So, I want to start in, like, 1910 in Belfast when the Titanic is actually being made. So, the Titanic sunk because of so many, like, either bad luck, missed calls, just so many things went wrong that could... Like, if one have them had gone right... It wouldn't have sank, but so many things went wrong with it.
Like, for lack of a better word, a comedy of errors.
Yes.
Kind of deal.
Excellent. Comedy of errors. So,
why did they build the Titanic? Who, why, what was the ego behind this?
So, White Star are huge, and they were decided to put forward... an Olympic trio of sisters.
Okay.
I can't remember the Olympic... something, I don't know, but so there were three boats, three ships. One was the Titanic, one was the Britannic, and one was the Olympic. An interesting side note: so the Titanic sank, the Britannic also sank because it hit a mine on the coast of Greece, and the Olympic actually did have a longer lifespan. It lasted for around like 20-30 years.
Okay.
But during its third or fourth voyage in about 1911, it hit another ship and had to come back to port and be repaired. So generally not a fantastic...
So two out of three
at the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
One of them
one did
blasted.
Okay. You can argue human error for another ship.
That's 33%.
This is what happens. You know, right? When you let the... When you let those Irish come in and take those hard-working British jobs to build these ships.
Take that. Shots fired.
That cheap Irish labor.
So the first point is definitely about the way it was made.
Oh, okay.
And the cheap comment is also quite relevant.
Yeah, sure.
Because when it was being made, it had steel plates and it was using steel pins to like pin them in place. But when like they were doing
the
curved parts, they couldn't use the steel pins for it, so they had to use iron instead. But they ordered a really, really cheap iron.
The cheapest iron.
Yeah.
So they didn't get wrought iron.
It was wrought iron, but it was like a really low class of wrought iron.
Rice.
Rot-ish.
But so mistake number one.
But wait, were these boats just built because somebody just wanted? Hey, I would just want to do three.
They're
boats?
Just a big. They're a big liner company. So during this time, like it's kind of the first time that ships are becoming as big as they are, which will also come back into play later.
Okay.
But this is, over the last, like, sort of 20 years, like, shipbuilding has just blown up because people have more disposable income. They want to go to places. Mm-hmm.
Because they can, essentially. They can. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. America's a real big thing right now because America's booming. Everyone wants to be over there. They want to.
It's relatively new for everyone. The first travel agencies start showing up in England around 1880. So it's still this idea of people going off on vacation is new.
It's like people ready to sell space flight as vacations right now.
No one went on vacation in world history up until this point.
Yeah, right.
You want me to get into water?
You want me to get on? You want to float out in the ocean? You know there are legit monsters out there in the water, right? You want me to just float above them in the middle of the night with no...
What is this
You want me to discover something? Do you just want me to relax in this thing? And we're going where?
And wait, we're going to be in the middle of the ocean and you're going to put a pool in it? Okay, I'm in.
Right, so this concept of the middle...
Did they have a pool in the Titanic?
They did.
Yeah!
Shut up!
All right! That's awesome.
Did they have a pool in the Nina Pinto Santa Maria?
I mean, they bet on who was going to die first, if that's what you're talking about.
Deadpool. Oh, there you go.
That's the original. That's right. The original three-boat cruise.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Absolutely.
So they do it with cheap nails.
So they do it with cheap nails, but it's finished, it's built, and from Belfast it goes to Southampton. Now, Southampton's where White Liner launches everything. And it was originally supposed to be launched in March of 1912.
Okay.
However, its sister ship, the Olympic, had an unfortunate incident, which we mentioned earlier, where it crashed into another ship.
Nope.
So it had to be brought back to repair, which caused the Titanic, its sister ship's launch, to be put back a month.
Okay.
But it also put it back into the month where the highest iceberg possibility is.
Oh.
So April is like the month for icebergs. Like, if you...
I did not know that.
No.
Yeah.
The A for April icebergs.
Right. The peak there.
There
right.
you go.
So,
you go.
It's remember that. It's just Mariners. It's just cold enough for them to survive in the war, but it's just warm enough for them to actually come off of...
To break off and float around.
Okay. Oh, so all of these that come, they come from Greenland. And then they travel down through the... I don't know, it's the Labrador... The Labrador...
Labrador Isles?
Labrador Current.
Oh, okay.
That pulls it down. Isn't that lovely?
It's called the Labrador Current?
Yeah, it's called the Labrador Current. And it comes down, so you have the Labrador and the Gulf. They kind of go in opposite directions.
Oh, okay.
The only current I know is the current that turtle from Finding Nemo talks about.
The really fun one.
Yeah, bro. Just get in, bro. Just let it go.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's a Labrador current?
Yeah.
Okay.
We learned something. So that's how you get, like, yeah.
That's where Greenland launches their icebergs.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's how it travels down.
That's a defense.
So they've put the back... put the launch back to April.
Okay.
Now this causes two problems. One, that it's iceberg season, and two, the Olympic being out of commission means that a lot of White Liner officers are out of work. So there's a reconfiguration of the officers on board of the Titanic.
So people who weren't even familiar with the ship are now in charge of the ship.
Time out. Time out. So the Olympic was supposed to be the boat to go?
No. The Titanic was supposed to go, but because the Olympic had the accident, they had to do a load of repairs on it. So they had to put it back.
Okay.
Because they couldn't, you know, financially...
Got it. They need to get the boat that's doing all the work.
So they basically said, Titanic's original crew, you're going to wait until the Olympic is finished. Then the Olympic's crew, you get to go on the Titanic.
Yeah. Some of them. And one of the officers that they dismissed, I think his name was Blair.
Brian Blair.
We'll call him Blair.
Grandfather of Tony.
Left the Titanic.
It's a color
beat. And very, very much by accident took the key to the binoculars in the lookout post.
Wow.
In the crow's nest where people spot icebergs from. So as the Titanic is launching off, they do not have this key. Now, this really shouldn't cause a problem because there are so many other sets of binoculars on all the senior officers.
Sure, yeah.
But these are the magic ones.
That's the special binoculars.
Those are the iceberg ones. Right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
all the senior officers have binoculars, but they're in such bad moods about like this change that no one's sharing. No one is wanting to be with each other.
Wow.
So the crow's nest doesn't have binoculars for the whole voyage.
Nice.
Because this key is taken off of board.
And they're like, what do we need binoculars for?
And nobody doesn't know how to break into a lock.
You could have broken the locker, I suppose. But no.
Yeah, hey, guys, up there in the crow's nest. I'll just use my eyes. He has his hands to his eyes like this. He's like, look at there. That'll work.
Well, chum, I'm just not going to hurt my hands. Do your David Bowie. Do your David Bowie as the captain of the Titanic trying to get a binoculars.
Well, boys, how are we going to get those binoculars out of there? I'm not going to do
it. I don't know, sir.
Perhaps we could put our faith in magic.
Say magic?
Dance, magic, dance.
Oh my god, I love that movie so much.
Binoculars. Dancing in the locker room.
Jump, magic, jump.
Open binocular cabinet, I command it.
I need the binoculars. Binoculars.
I want a Jared so bad on FSCW.
We'll get there.
Every time we talk about characters, I'm like, I want Jared.
Joey Ryan.
Okay, so binoculars are there.
But we just don't have the key because
just a
one
kid
of
in
the
crow's nest just taking the breeze.
So before the Titanic takes off, we have to have the Board of Trade come in and say, "Yep, the ship's okay." Which comes back to the boom in the ship business, because although the ships have got exponentially bigger, the Board of Trade really hasn't changed any of their policies, so you're still required to have the same number of lifeboats as you would be for a small ship, which I think is probably one of the more famous facts about the Titanic, that everybody knows that the Titanic didn't have enough lifeboats for everybody, which is, you know, caused a very big problem.
Yeah.
So during...
No one did the math. They'd be like, boats,
passengers. This is the thing. They did the math, and the actual designer of the Titanic suggested having 48 lifeboats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Ismay, who is the bad chairman of White Star Liners that we don't like, and he will come back into this, and he's naughty. He said that he'd rather have a more open ship deck for people to walk around on. So instead of the 48 lifeboats that were suggested, Ismay actually only commissioned 16.
No,
the people should be able to walk around. No, none of this lifeboat's going to get their way.
Put a shuffleboard.
It's all about the bottom line.
16 from 48.
And that's talking crazy. About the bottom line, actually,
yes.
He also wanted a very, very large, heavy staircase in the Titanic.
Why?
Which put the bottom of the whole ship down by 10 meters.
Wow, that's a lot.
That was like how far down the waterline was, yeah.
Holy cow. It must have been a heavy staircase.
This is the designer.
So you've seen the movie. Like, the movie staircase is very much... based on the original design, because there are pictures of it, because there are pictures of the inside of it, and so it was that big one with the grandfather clock and
that's crazy.
So he was very much more into aesthetic than he was anything else. He's on the ship, by the way.
He's on the ship.
Like, what was his name? Bruce Ismay. He is on the ship. As it takes off.
Enjoying his new deck.
Excellent.
He enjoys his decking. Big open,
you like my deck?
My deck.
Look at all this walking we can
do. I just imagine him going... everything.
He's just doing the deck pun to everybody.
Oh my god. So he's like... He's ridiculous. So this ship isn't only... Like, the first class isn't only... completely and utterly extravagant. Like, the second and the third class are still better than you would find in the top hotels at the time.
Really?
Like,
okay.
This is so, so luxurious. Like, the third class passengers are, like, eating every day. And I know that sounds weird, but in the 1910, like, people in poverty...
Potatoes.
Weren't always eating every
right.
day.
Sure, yeah.
And
they're still in the lower deck, the Irish. Don't worry. the Irish are still in the lower
shoveling
deck.
Shoveling coal.
Yeah, they are.
Jigging. But that's how the ship gets powered. They jig.
Well, that's where DiCaprio
right,
took
exactly.
Rose to that,
right, to the Irish room.
To the Irish discotheque.
Right.
So yeah, Leo's downstairs. Okay. Zach's upstairs.
Right.
Kate's still on
shore.
Well,
Leo won
the
ticket from playing poker.
Right.
He did.
So that's
he did.
Where he got his golden ticket, like Willy Wonka.
Now, there is an I want to add, there is an experimental piece of technology being added on to the Titanic.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
The radar.
Close. Using similar technology. Marconi, the inventor of the radio, has just come up with an idea of a two-way radio system.
Walkie-talkies.
Essentially.
Really?
And he's going to put that on. The Titanic is one of the first vessels to have it on. And people thought it was a little bit of an extravagant expense, but he made this deal to have it on there and display it. So, just putting that, that's going to be out there. It's going to play.
So, Marconi had a sponsorship deal with the Titanic to start pushing his walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm in it.
Mm-hmm. So, we have, like, the telegram system as well. And, so we're off. We're on. And it goes fine for a few days. It goes absolutely fine.
Is Coca-Cola involved in this?
Not Coca-Cola. But there is an American... There's plenty of American elements on the ship.
Oh,
I don't know if you get
absolutely.
Into the guests or not at all.
No. Well, I don't personally know their names.
Well, first on there is John Jacob Astor, who is pretty much... You know, the Waldorf Astoria, everything like that.
Okay.
We're talking about
hotels.
Most of the properties in the New England area.
Okay.
He's sailing over there. But another person, this links back to a show that we've done already, who is on the Titanic, who is going for holiday, is a painter by the name of Francis Millet. And you know him as the inventor of spray paint for the Chicago's
for
World's
the Chicago,
Fair.
Yeah.
And he is about to meet his best buddy, Daniel Burnham, who's waiting for him in New York.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
They've kept that friendship alive for 30 years.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Very interesting. We'll go to like the 14th of April. So by now, we've been on for 4 days and it's all going fine.
Okay.
Like they're every now and again they're getting like a nice warning from someone else on the telegram.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing too major.
What kind of warnings are they getting? Hey, is this a leak? Yeah, don't worry about it.
That's good. No, they're just getting, like, ships communicate with each other on the telegram,
okay.
So they're just saying, like, there's patch of ice in these coordinates.
Oh, okay, they're, iceberg watching kind of
but,
thing.
Like, so the Titanic has actually taken a very southern route, which is quite unusual, and it's even more unusual for an iceberg to be in that route, which is why it was chosen. But unfortunately, in 1912, a freak thing happened with the current where the current managed to get a lot lower than it normally did. And so cut into the warm Gulf Stream that the Titanic was coming up and allowed a lot more icebergs to come through. So at this time, there's like 300 like icebergs in the water. This is
really?
Like the most icebergs that there's ever been in like 50 years.
So they were hitting icebergs throughout the whole trip?
No. There were just a lot of ice warnings.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah.
Like they're bumping into it, like boom, boom.
Yeah, just boom, like boom, boom,
boom, boom. They have like a couple Irish guys in the front with some brooms just pushing the icebergs.
Away you go.
Away!
Oh, so I do know like the guy who invented like the first before bumper cars were a thing.
Okay.
He like created like a wave.
A wave
pool? I don't know. Like it was like a wave thing that people used to drive on top of. But he was on the Titanic. If you want to look that up, he was on there. That's one
okay.
of the people I know.
Wow.
So on the 14th at 11 a.m., there is a lifeboat drill.
Okay.
At 11 a.m., that's supposed to be happening, and for no given reason,
14 people drowned. No? Okay.
No one's drowning. Yeah. Oh my
God. That would have been a great...
Enough
that
people
would have been...
die at the end,
yeah,
I promise.
Yeah, spoiler alert, geez.
Right?
But, so, Captain Smith Captain John Smith.
John Smith. Mm. Wow. Very generic.
Yeah. But this guy, so he was nicknamed like the millionaire's captain. He was a very well-respected captain. People would deliberately go with him. And this was actually his last voyage.
Yeah.
2 days to retire.
Before retirement, which is...
Too old for this shit, Riggs.
We're now going to cast Danny Glover as Captain John Smith for the duration of this lecture.
So he cancels the lifeboat drill.
What was his... was he heavily decorated? Was he... What the hell was that?
Oh, that was my earphones on the mic. I'm sorry.
We all looked at each other. Like,
what was that?
So was this guy like decorated like war hero kind of like captain, or was he just good at on boats?
I don't actually know.
Okay.
So I mean, he was just a very... I know he was a well respected captain. He'd been around for a long time.
So they do the drill.
Mm-hmm. They don't do
the
drill.
They don't do the drill.
No. So he cancels it for no apparent reason.
I don't want to get up.
Well, actually, he goes to church instead. Spends some time praying instead of practicing an emergency drill that would prove quite useful in about 24 hours.
The Lord will provide.
The Lord will provide. The Lord will protect this vessel.
Amen.
You know, we've now got to about the fifth mistake, something like that. The fifth, like, domino that has fallen to just create
Let's recap right so far. They use cheap, rawish nails.
Iron-ish
nails. Mm-hmm. Their original crew gets sent out on this other boat.
Right.
They have Irish in the bottom.
I don't know if that's a flaw.
That's not
a flaw.
It's not a flaw.
I don't know.
I'm Irish.
Let's see how this story ends. Let's see how this story ends. It's not just...
Okay.
They don't do the drill.
They don't do the drill.
And then they hire Captain John Smith, and we don't even know this dude's credentials.
Right. You already forgot the no keys for the...
No, go! Number five. Yeah. Some asshole left the keys
right?
for the binoculars. Circus and it's 4 days. They still haven't gotten the goddamn key. The boat's not even out yet. And nobody wants to get the stupid key yet.
Heavy staircases.
It's number six. Heavy staircases.
Mm-hmm. And so we only have 16 lifeboats.
Oh, we're at like 7 or 8. Like, yeah.
We dropped 32 lifeboats to just keep a lucky sweet 16. Okay.
All right. So the telegram operators on the Titanic, it's worth knowing that they weren't actually...
telegram operators?
They were monkeys.
they were
monkey
deaf.
Tamers. But they
had Parkinson.
I don't know, man. That needle just keeps going.
Jeez Louise. But they weren't actually hired by the Titanic. They were hired by somebody else to do the telegrams. So the way they made extra money was to send personal messages for all of the passengers.
Okay.
And I mean, there's like 2,000 passengers or something like that on the Titanic. So they're pretty busy. So when these like ice warnings are coming, they're kind of giving most of them to the captain, but not all of them.
Mm.
And so on April the 15th, there is a warning for ice that comes through. There are actually 5 warnings for ice on the 15th.
But there's 52 shout-outs for Rita for doing shots at the Lido deck.
Yeah, there are a lot of shout-outs. And two of them are actually about the iceberg that the Titanic will eventually bump into. One of them is given to the captain, but the others don't... They don't make their way to him.
So he doesn't...
They got
take
stopped
it.
Somewhere along the line where it was probably... Well, maybe they got kicked up, maybe.
So one of the telegrammers did survive. Ooh. And during his court case, he said he gave them to other officers who just happen to not be alive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sure.
So,
I bet you there's a bunch of telegrams at the Irish disco.
at the bottom
with
of the
phone
ocean.
Numbers in the back and stuff like that. Lord. They just used it. And it's like, oh, this iceberg. Yeah, whatever. What's your number, doll? Seven? Your number seven?
Seven.
So they're really not too bothered about giving warnings for ice because this is the unsinkable ship. Like, this ship cannot be sunk. Like, yeah. There's special technology that even if it hit an iceberg, it would be fine. Mm-hmm. They're making them. Well, it was at the time very special technology.
It has what the boat needs.
Well, it had electric doors in the bottom of it, which was the technology.
Right next to the staircase.
Yeah, to lock everyone down there with the water.
Oh, Lord.
Such nice technology. So they're really not too bothered about these ice warnings, and they're making their money elsewhere. And during the time that they're sending out all of it, they have so much to send out and they're trying to make all the money they can. A ship called the California is also using the same wave as them to send telegrams. And the Titanic operators and the California operators have a rather heated discussion. Oh. And the operators in the Titanic basically tell the ones in the California to off. And stop sending.
Mark that. Right. Mark
that. And stop sending any telegrams. So the California turns off.
Hey, get off my line!
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? So California's like, yo, there's a big block of ice. It's gonna F you up. Get off!
It's California, remember? So it's more like, no, bro. Bro.
No, bro.
Broski, you gotta listen to me.
And they got the cool, stuffy bro. English.
What are you talking about?
Come on, bro. There's the ice, bro. It's gonna smash into you, bro. You better go to the left. It's gonna get real gnarly, bro.
How dare you speak to me that way? This is the Titanic.
So they have an argument, and as a result of this, the California ship turns off its telegram.
Ooh.
Turns it off.
All right, well, get hit then.
Yeah.
So Captain Smith's gone to bed. He's getting a bit of shut eye,
mm-hmm.
And the lookouts are on the crow's nest. Mm-hmm. They're looking out, and
with no binoculars.
And it's really quite unfortunate weather as well. It's super calm. Like, almost glass-like. This is where the song starts.
Open the door. There's an iceberg.
I love the episode of Supernatural where, like, the Titanic hasn't sunk and no one's heard of Celine Dion and no one knows what that song is.
It's really funny. It's really funny.
So they're up there and they just...
They're up there. It's calm. They're chilling. And...
Seagull just passes by.
The reason it's really difficult to see an iceberg when it's calm, because the easiest way to see an iceberg is to watch waves
bob up and down. Like, yeah.
Hit. And when it's calm, you can't see that.
It just looks like a still, I guess.
So
whatever.
he doesn't see it until it starts breaking the horizon and the stars start disappearing, that he realizes what it is. And by this time, the iceberg is so close. It's like 1,000 meters away. It's so close. Mm-hmm. He's ringing the bell, cools down. And the officer in the captain's bit isn't the captain, it's another person. And he...
The person in the captain's bed? What kind
of
boat is this?
No, the person who's in charge while the captain's...
Yeah, guy in charge of the boat while the captain...
Captain's like, I'm going to go get some shut eye.
I don't know all the normal names.
The second dude in charge is
very... I think he was the third dude in charge.
It's not the vice president, he's the speaker of the house.
No, the vice, I mean. Vice one.
Yes.
vice, baby. I got you.
Then makes another mistake. Uh-oh. And he puts the ship into reverse and he tries to veer around it. Now, a captain worth his salt, at this time, there have been ships that have hit icebergs. And it's kind of known that if you're that close, hit it dead on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to cause a lot of damage to your front, but you're not going to sink.
Sure.
So by him turning the whole boat, he...
exposed his ribs.
He puts the iceberg in the ship within, like, right along the side. They scrape off all of those really cheap iron...
the iron-ish. Pins.
Yeah. All of the heads pop off of them because they're so rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
And almost instantly, five compartments of the Titanic are flooded at the bottom.
Wow.
Now, the Titanic won't sink if there are four compartments flooded.
Really?
Yes.
It was designed to
It was designed to be able to take four of them without sinking.
Wow.
And...
our fifth one got it.
Five.
There were five.
Oh!
They couldn't stop that leak in time.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
And I bet you the first compartment to go was the Irish disco.
Oh, of course! Of course.
So they do. They put the doors down and pretty much all of the engine workers... I think there's like one or two make it out. Like barely any of the engine workers make it out alive, unfortunately. Because they put those doors down to try and keep the flooding in the bottom. Well, it doesn't work.
They're the first responders.
Yeah.
So, hashtag real heroes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So Captain Smith is woken up from his bed and told what happened. Because honestly, like no one really felt this. Like passengers said that no one really felt that. Like it kind of felt a judder. Some people didn't feel
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened around like midnight. So a lot of people were in bed and a lot of people didn't wake up, which really caused a problem later on when trying to evacuate people because they didn't know.
They're deep asleep.
They had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Just get out again. Like, whoa, I was sleeping. What's going on?
Yeah, right. So Captain Smith is woken up and he's told what's happened and they assess the damage. And it becomes very apparent very quickly that this boat is sinking. Like, they know almost instantly, well, it's sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of...
starts calling the California. Hey, bro! Hey, bro! I'm sorry! I'm sorry, bro!
No? Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Nailed it!
Nice.
The people who shut off the radio because they're being jerks to them earlier.
Yeah. Hey, we need your help now, guys.
So they've turned off their radio. So the captain asks the telegrammers to put out a distress signal. And this is actually one of the first times that SOS is used.
Oh, wow.
Because it's the new call. Just an interesting little sign. Yeah,
what does SOS stand for?
Save our ship.
Save our ship?
Or souls.
Save our souls. Souls.
Save our souls.
Yeah, but it's just easier to tap it.
1, 2, 3.
Which is why
one,
SOS.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Everyone knows SOS, right?
SOS.
Like, that's pretty universal, like, around the world, right? Like, everyone, yeah.
Now it is, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, now you think culture, like, pop culturally, even, it's...
But at this time,
it was a brand new call. Yeah, it was a brand new call.
Even when I lived in Puerto Rico, I knew SOS, because that's what you would write if, like in deserted
You write it on your roof when your house gets flooded.
Or you're in a deserted island for some reason.
Where you're stuck on the Vieques.
SOS,
They start putting out a distress signal. Now, the California is only 4 miles away.
Did
they see the boat get hit and they're laughing hysterically?
They do actually see the distress signal flares that are put up. But they ignore it because they haven't got a telegram because the telegrammers switched off the machine because the Titanic ones have been using vulgar terms towards them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they don't go to their aid. Now, if the California had gone, it very likely could have saved significantly more people.
Sure, yeah.
But the people who actually do get back in contact with them is the Carpathia. And the Carpathia is actually the ship that comes and gets the survivors. But it's 54 miles away. And it's going to take... And it's not a brand new ship either. It moves pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
And the captain asked, well, when is it going to get here? And they was like...
2 days.
4 hours.
Oh, 4 hours.
And...
yeah, but 4 hours in Arctic water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Titanic is going to sink in 2 hours.
Okay, so there's a bit of a window.
Yeah.
you got a chance.
I got time to pad up with some blankies. All right. And then sink to the bottom when it gets wet.
I can't even take a cold shower.
I know. Not even the cold shower. When I turn off during the winter, I turn off the water, and then I got to step out of the shower and just a little cold. I'm like, hey.
Oh, my God.
If my pool gets below 72, that's it.
Shut it down.
Nope. No one in the pool.
Pool is closed till next summer.
Sorry about that.
No, you're okay. And really, from this point, the movie's pretty accurate, like, of what happens now.
Mm-hmm. It goes up. It breaks in half.
Yeah.
The band was still playing.
Billy Zane's running around.
Billy Zane's running around. And so did Kathy Bates.
Thank God for the Phantom.
So the captain has actually wasted a lot of time, like, waiting for... He doesn't want to wake people up and put them on the lifeboats because he knows there's not enough lifeboats.
Oh, so is it true that they try to get the riches out first?
So the captain gives orders to evacuate, and he says women and children first. Mm. And this is misinterpreted as women and children only. Mm. So you have a lot of misinformation right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are no drills to, like, fill these lifeboats up. So some lifeboats are being filled with, like, 17 people when they're supposed to be being filled with 50 people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
And no one really knows what's going on to start with.
The birthplace of drag, because there's a lot of guys that started dressing up as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that, but that's cool. We'll say that, yeah.
Women and children first. All right.
All right.
Brenda, you don't need this dress.
I wouldn't that's like a cool idea. Like, I kind of hope it's true.
So, someone bosom buddied their way onto a lifeboat on the Titanic.
Think about it. Sure.
I like that idea.
I'll shave this with a quickness. What? Come on with a halter top. Hi, boys!
What has to shave first? Oh, that's annoying, man. Never mind. I'm going to sink with the boat.
I'm not shaving.
Get out of here with that.
You are correct in the men who did survive this just happened to be crew members and very rich people. Not many third-class men survived, unfortunately.
Hey, I got water in my bedroom. No, you're fine. You're fine. We got that.
That's a new feature. It's, just drink from it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, right?
Hey, I got a tuna in my car. You ordered a tuna. No, I mean the actual fish. It's right on my dresser.
That's serve called, it fresh, sir.
That's called a poke bowl. It'll be popular in about 100 years.
It's...
We're ahead of the curve on this one.
it's a new thing for a Japanese chef.
Just throw some rice on it, you're good to
go. Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Go back to that room, sir.
You ordered the fresh fish, right, sir? Were they locking people up?
No, they weren't locking people up. Honestly, they did that for drama. Eventually, everybody realized what was happening. And by the time, like, the Titanic sank very quickly. Like, 2 hours for this ship. This ship was huge. Like, I can't even say how big this ship was.
Dude,
that's
a slow kind of death. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, hypothermia is an awful way.
Yeah, it's terrible. And you're cold, but it feels like it's burning.
You know, we're going to get in that water.
And then mentally, you're dying. Has a ship never been made as big as that Titanic? Is that still hold the record?
Ships have been bigger.
Yeah, they've been bigger since then, right? But at the time, though,
So at the time, the Olympic was launched, it was the biggest, and then the Titanic was the biggest. And then after the Titanic went down, the Olympic went back to being the biggest. After he got repaired.
So are there some, like, commercial cruise line ships out there? There's got to be there.
Now, there's a cruise line. I don't know the name, but I know it's, I think it's Royal Caribbean that does it.
No, they're huge.
They have almost Central Park in the middle. It's
got to be kidding me.
Yeah. They have a park.
They're massive.
I've only done one cruise, and I was told it was a small boat.
From one end of the boat to the other, but there's a park. There's like a mall. It's like a Mall of America, a floating Mall of America.
That's crazy.
I've never done a cruise.
Yeah.
And I just don't like the concept of them.
Oh, no. I couldn't.
Someone telling me when I'm leaving and when I'm coming back. I like to have a master of my own.
You don't have to get off the boat if you don't want to. Actually, I like staying on the boat when everyone else gets off. Cause it's like,
it's like Spotify. If I'm in the middle of the ocean and day two of a 5-day cruise and I want off, I can't.
The idea is that they give you so many amenities that you don't notice. Yeah, also. I've done one cruise. Leading up to it, I was like, this is not my idea. I don't want to do this. Right. It sounds terrible. I was just drunk for 5 days hanging out. It was a good time.
It was the best.
Cool. It was really cool. I got the drink package. There was food whenever I wanted. It wasn't the greatest food, but it was
right there. Write down FSCW cruise.
I was about to say that. That's actually a decent idea for a cruise. You can book that. You get people to sign up. You put on shows on there. Imagine trying to do a somersault on a rocking boat. It's gonna be a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I worked on a show on a cruise for like a week, and then Chris I had Jericho. To fly back.
Oh, really?
The Chris I got Jericho? So seasick.
Be on the Jericho cruise.
I want to get invited on it.
Listen, there are no icebergs in the Caribbean.
I tell you this, and me and my wife. I'm about to celebrate my anniversary.
Hey, felicidades.
We did our honeymoon on a cruise, and it got diverted because of the hurricane, so we ended up going somewhere that we weren't... But it was the first time we were going on a cruise, so it was cool. Honestly, dude, it was the best time I've ever had.
I was surprised by how much fun I had.
It's so weird that you're pushing cruises while we're doing an episode.
While we're talking about one of the most famous sunk cruises.
Yeah.
Tell you,
but they were having a great time before that boat hit that iceberg.
Not for nothing, this cruise should have sank the one because that's how much fun I was having. I had so much fun that we went to the piano lounge,
right?
And the guy needed to take a break. And he goes, does anybody know how to play the piano? And I'm drunk.
Oh, God.
So my hand just goes up.
Oh, my God.
I got this. So he leaves. And I only know how to do the five notes of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm just going, so anybody knows this movie? It's by Steven Spielberg. Here he goes. And I just go, dun, 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 dun. And I just do that over and over. And I start doing the hand signal.
Did anyone get it?
You know, only the drunk people I was with.
Oh, there we go. Right,
but that's the cool thing. When you have dinner, they put you with other...
Drunks.
Yes. In our case, it was other drunks that were just recently married as well, celebrating their honeymoon. So it was...
Aw, that's sweet.
A couple from Ohio, goaltender for a hockey team in Detroit. And you
meet interesting people. Some of them are cool. Some of them are not.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, all that's why I learned about the Shriners. They don't let blacks in the Shriners.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know the Shriners, the guys with the little hats, and they have the little cars.
They're like a fraternal lodge.
They have the fezes and they drive the little cars with the little scimitars and stuff.
No. Old white men. Old white men club.
Oh, okay.
What the hell's my
I
phone?
Don't know what that is.
We threw it away. Okay. We were using it.
My great-grandfather
was showed me off, then.
Yeah.
I think whites are allowed.
Yeah, so
no, I was Syrian.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
So did they
know that?
Maybe.
So I told the trainer guy, I'd be like, hey, can I wear the hat? Can I take a picture? And he's like, sure, sure, sure. And then I ask him out of the blue. It's like, hey, I noticed you guys don't have, the black. And he goes, oh, no, the blacks have their own Shriners.
Ah.
It's like, oh,
separate but equal secret societies.
I got it.
It's a Masonic, type thing, you know. Where they get around in buildings with no windows. They paddle each other, drink some beers, and then they get each other jobs. And then they get their nephews jobs at car dealerships.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, so you know who my dad is? And that's
right. Type of people who would vacation on the Titanic.
So the Titanic, it was so.
So now we're slowly sinking.
We're relatively. We're sinking rather rapidly.
Yeah, for a boat.
For a massive ship.
Yeah. So then the Sephora finally gets there, and it's only
There's 2 hours still between when the boat sinks and when that one shows up, right? Yeah.
Does Captain John Smith make it?
No, Captain John Smith goes down with the ship.
He does.
So there's different reports on him of whether he shot himself or whether he went down like and drowned.
Which story do you like?
I like to think of him as like a practical man, and I think he probably shot himself because I think he probably knew what was coming for him. But it's an old maritime kind of thing to go down with the ship.
Yeah, especially early 1900s. I'm
that
sure
water is cold.
I must live by this code of...
Bad white star liner.
Any celebrities died in that thing?
I'm not sure died. There were
other
celebrities
than the guy
on
that
it.
There was
a female movie star on there.
Yeah, there's a few minor celebrities, major businessmen. Mm. A lot of them do perish in this hole.
What about the Ismay fellow?
Yeah. Oh, he survives.
Shut up!
He does. Come on.
He gets his own boat to himself.
The staircase.
Him and
like
the staircase.
Boat.
He's like, no, my staircase.
The staircase transformed into a mini yacht.
It had a spaceball style escape pod inside it. He flew off.
Don't worry, his life's not great after this. Like,
what happens?
Public opinion. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Titanic was devastating. Like.
Oh, so he's properly blamed for a lot of the
death of like 1,500 people.
There's no Twitter. It's just all telegrams. What a horrible man he was.
You got to shame him in public and to his face. Yep. That's hard work.
Shame.
But, I wouldn't feel too. I mean, he didn't die, but he didn't have a particularly pleasant life afterwards.
He should have just managed water in Michigan. You get off of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, <sure. laughs> you can poison the entire city.
Yeah, you're fine.
Here's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a bottle of water.
Nope. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory with the Titanic. You know, the Titanic sinks.
And how many people died?
So 15. I think it's over 1,500 people perished, and about 600 to 700 people survived.
Not so good. Not so good.
Which was
9/11 had how many people?
3,000.
Yeah.
Go.
So 2,000 something, not including the terrorists.
So yeah. Actually, does anybody include the terrorists in those numbers? No. Okay. I don't think those are.
So four people are actually rescued from the water. So some of the lifeboats feel a bit bad and come back after some of the screaming stops.
Mm-hmm.
Four people are recovered and survive from being in the water. But it's a tragic story because there are so many.
But I've heard that
so many things that go wrong.
So many things,
yeah. So much negligence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the thing. So of the good thing about this is it caused massive reform in like shipping.
So what did
like
they change laws. In that?
They changed like the amount of lifeboats you had to have on things and the safety regulations.
Binoculars on every nest.
But yes, but up to this point, all of the stuff
Keys
for everything.
But all of the things that happened on the Titanic were relatively normal. Like, you know, the fact that it didn't slow down when it was going into icebergs. Like, people were like, well, why wouldn't you slow down? Well, no one slowed down. It was just like you got warning by them and you moved out of the way. You know, why weren't there binoculars? Well, there weren't always binoculars everywhere.
Yeah, we had the telescope.
You know, why'd you use that cheap raw iron material? Well, everyone used it.
No one else had an iceberg yet.
Yeah the shuttle, the space shuttle's built by the cheapest, exactly. The lowest bidder.
Obama did it.
Yeah, Obama did it. Why are you coming so hard on the Titanic? Why don't you go after Obama?
But no, it was devastating, but it caused a lot of good to happen afterwards.
And why do the Irish get blamed for this?
No,
the Irish just get picked on throughout history.
No, it's Ismay.
The Irish are the European whipping boys in history.
I told Sean, my boy Sean, I tell him the Irish are the closest thing to Puerto Ricans in Europe.
Yes. Yes.
It's the closest thing.
It really is. It is just they
love, they party.
Uh-huh.
They love to party. They're into family gatherings and stuff like that. They unite. If one Irish person is doing great, they back that one Irish person. One Puerto Rican person is doing great, we back that Puerto Rican. We don't even know what they do, but we back them.
You're told you rule yourselves, but you don't.
You don't.
But you don't.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not for centuries.
They hate the English. Mm-hmm.
There's no North and South Puerto Rico, though. You got to get on that, guys.
Yeah.
you got to
stand off. Yeah, I need to know the difference division about that.
It would actually be East West.
You want to do Irish divisions?
Yeah, I need to understand that.
Can you bring Jack in for that one?
You know, me and Jack are from the same place in Ireland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So,
both my family and Jack's family are from Donegal.
Oh.
Is that North or Ireland?
So, it's Southern Ireland, but it's more north than most of Northern Ireland.
Okay. Is your flag green, white, and orange, or is your flag green, white, and orange. Yeah. So I apologize.
So they're more north than most southern. So basically,
because then the northern one is the red and white.
They're
right?
The Miami of Ireland, where it's completely north, no southern culture in there whatsoever.
Just a mix of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reggaeton is being played.
Yeah.
We can do that because at this time in 1912 begins the troubles, doesn't it? I believe
I like the title for that next.
Yeah, I believe we're not too far.
What is the troubles?
We're not too far off from Michael Collins coming out and shooting.
So like, here's a season Bloody right Sunday. Now. Here's a season right now. We're just gonna do a season of like 1912.
We actually should because it's got to build up because November 11th of this year is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. So we might as well just kind of keep this theme and build up into
until we end with it. People,
well, we're going to be brave enough to hit World War One. That's going to have to be
World War One. We're
going to have to be a longer episode.
I think it's going to be several episodes. We're going to have to cover the war.
Might have to be a part one, part two.
We've briefly touched on the Middle East there, but and we've touched a little bit on all the stuff that's building up to it. But I think, yeah, I think we should do this whole segment into World War One.
What year is Gandhi?
Now Gandhi starts as he starts in 1915. He's an ambulance driver.
He
for
is
World War
not
I.
as good as people make him out to be.
I don't. Why
he?
How dare you?
Ate cheeseburgers every now and then. It's a fact.
Ate cheeseburgers.
It's a fact. It's not that great.
He well, slept, actually, this whole the whole naked, like, sacred children. Cow thing in India doesn't show up.
No,
until
he did not. Shut
he
up.
Did too.
Stop it. Bring that up.
He did too.
Earmark that.
All right. So he starts off as an ambulance driver in World War One. So we'll talk about
him. Sleeping with
him.
Naked children?
He did.
I mean, that's, I don't
know. He
you
did.
Slandering his
he
name.
He did.
Her name is Claire Sinclair. You can follow her on Instagram. Don't. Anybody that wants to comment on that. Are you fucking?
Yay! so that was the very sad story of the Titanic and all of its causes.
It was very entertaining.
Now you
though.
Know it a little bit better.
Rest in pieces.
Next time you watch the film, you'd be like, I know why that happened.
Yes, there was no giant.
I know why that giant staircase is in
there,
this shot.
There was no giant diamond, by the way, guys. That's also
no?
made up for
what
the story.
What are you
story.
Talking
no.
about?
Never
existed. It's down there.
It's down there, yeah. I'm going to go me and Bill Paxton. We're going to go looking
for
it.
The heart of the ocean.
Roy Wood.
It was the Hope Diamond. They just took it off the Hope Diamond.
Roy Wood. Has one of his special that he did at right. Comedy Central is hilarious, and he talks about the Titanic because this girl, if you go by the Titanic, right, she hooks up with Jack just one time,
right?
One time,
mm-hmm.
She gets married, she has children and everything like that, but whatever Jack did. Just hit it just perfectly
had,
right.
You know there's a line chemistry. In this particular song that says love can touch just one time.
Yeah, but this
and last for a
so
lifetime.
So her marriage with that guy that,
that
she
was,
had
that
children
was some
with
deep love.
It's a that, sham.
That love touched deep.
Her real love was Jack.
There were different kinds of love. You don't love your mom and your wife.
Yeah, this Eros agape. Did you guys know?
No, you're correct. I do not.
Did you guys know Celine Dion was only 27 years old when the song came out?
Wow.
Oh. How old is she now?
She looks like
she's going out with
27 plus whatever.
She always looks eternally 35.
Right, let me do the plugs, everybody. This has been episode number. What episode number is this?
32.
32 of The Devil's in the Details. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Devil's Deets. Follow us on Facebook, PFT Media Group. Rate and review our episodes on Apple Podcasts. We're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and wherever podcasts are sold. You can follow me on Twitter or on any social media at Gorilla. Dan P. Comedy.
Dan P. Comedy for Twitter. Yeah.
For Twitter. And what's on Instagram?
I don't even remember. I think I'm just
DL
Perello. Yeah.
Look at that, Chris.
I just did it during the show.
For the save.
All right.
Yep. Clara, you're going to have to do your Twitter and stuff like that. Go.
I want my adjective first.
Oh!
Yeah, that's right.
This episode was provided to you by Catastrophe Clara Sinclair. Bring every episode is going to be a different one.
I like it.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram on Clara Sinclair.
Just look it up, yo.
Cinema Crespo Diso, Crespo Diso on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And follow our brothers and sisters on our PFT lineup that includes the flagship show, Cinema Crespo Diso, What's the Fuzz, Scotch and Good Conversation, Salmon Time, Trivia Time, The Daily City, State of the Beer Union, Tidbits, Lady Reptastic.
And our newest show, The Major Scale, the jazz show, Jazz Appreciation, interviews, music. It's amazing. Check it out. New episode every Wednesday.
Cool. I didn't see Poking the Bear.
Poking the Bear is officially Dunzo Bunzo.
Mark that.
God,
they're done. Bye. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare it. Until next time, kids.
We outlasted someone.
Who did we hook?
Poking the Bear.
Yeah.
We outlasted.
You know what? I wonder if you're allowed to sing this song on cruise ships. Because I used to sing this a lot.
Karaoke?
I used to sing this a lot.
I bet you it's a hit.
In the beginning?
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be allowed to. It's like saying Macbeth backstage, whether it's like bad luck to sing The Heart Will Go On on a cruise ship.
I understand the logic. I bet you it's a karaoke banger.
Yeah.
People are like, yes, they're doing it. I think so.
That's actually where drag comes from, by the way.
I'd rather hear somebody sing this than that I Will Survive.
Yeah?
Because that song, I Will Survive.
I like that song.
It's a good song, Pedro.
Oh.
It's a good song.
I'm a disco man, though.
Relax, Pedro. It's a good song.
It's not. It's not that good. It's enough. Hey, everybody. You guys have a good night.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
A PFT Media production.